Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to this week's call in the flight context as we head into working with transforming grief into its healthy role of dispersion. Okay. Thank you for welcoming me, the puppy. I was just saying before the recording started, I am puppy sitting. I've got a 3-year-old on my hand, so technically out of puppyhood, but just recently. It's nice to see her coming into her own. It's a family, extended family dog, so I've known her most of her life. So you see a little black dog kipping and skipping and hopping around, and know that that's Shadow. So we might hear her. She loves to look out the window, so she's already hopped up onto the desk. I kind of feel like I have almost like grandma rights in a way, where you know how grandmas get to like let the kids break all the rules and do all the things that you ordinarily wouldn't let your own kids do. I kind of feel that way when I puppy sit. So I'm enforcing grammar rules. So as we work with that, thank you again for all the messages. I'm getting them all. If I haven't had a chance to reply, know that I've seen your message. Yeah. Okay. And before we even get into the session, I want to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day. Happy, I think of it as like a token, a reminder to celebrate love every day, and we just get to focus a little extra on that today. Okay, loves, let's begin here by means of breathing. I'm gonna invite you to connect to your inhales, your exhales, in any way that feels right for you. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. To make space. In every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor that. To mindfully take that in for the nourishment that it very well may be. And then I'm going to invite you to, on purpose, scan your environment to locate other sources of nourishment. I'm going to invite you to either, with your eyes open, scan outwardly or closing your eyes and going inward. You could also keep your eyes open and go inward. I'm going to invite you to scan and look and locate. Or sense and locate anything in particular that feels pleasant, easeful, beautiful to be with. And as you land on that thing, taking time to notice what it is you like the most about that thing. And as you drink all the parts in that are really exceptional for you in this particular moment, appreciating them and being with them in a way that lets you really savor, really mindfully slow down to notice all the little nooks and crannies of all those, crevices that we sometimes overlook if we go too quickly. So slowing down to appreciate all the minutiae of all that's good here. And as you work with that, I wonder what it might be like to notice what happens in your body mind as you're present to that energy. And if any part of the body's responses are pleasant, easeful, joyful, relieving in some way, or even just neutral, taking time to appreciate that and to drink it in. Okay. As you do that, I'm going to offer some words. Thank you for being here. And thank you for all that's gone into you being here in this moment, to your villages of supports, to your families, to your ancestors, and to your lineages, to all that's gone into this sweet moment of creation of you, to all that's come before, and to all that will come in the future. Thank you for this journey through life. In all the magical ways that it's unfolded for us to be here. What a gift. What a love. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And as we start off today's session, we're actually running lymphatic circulation through the space between the heart and the lungs, in particular on that left side. It looks like with the energy of grief, which helps us to disperse, to release, to let go, that there's actually some old grief that's actually ready in and of itself to let go of itself and its holdings here. And the grief looks like all the ways that you had to compromise or cut yourself off from your own heart's desires and their fullest expression in this life to manifest them in a way that allows for energy to circulate that's been effectually trapped here or frozen. And on the right-hand side, between the heart and the lung, in that space, there's a desire to run, to flight, to flee, to escape, to somehow get out of this seeming trap of not being able to execute or manifest your heart's desires. And it's creating a chronic anxiety loop. It's almost like the evidence of grief and all that it provided on that left-hand side is keeping all that's happening with the flight response on the right-hand side in motion. So as we work with this, we're actually need to run a seed-tree on that whole pattern. It's going to start with C, circulation of all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve or communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down to all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, to help the nervous system and the immune system alike to heal. And also working with the balance of yin to yang. Feminine to masculine, or nourishment to protection. I see this as in particular helping to release any overprotection that's creating a bit of a stranglehold on being able to take in the nourishing energy of the heart's desire itself, the capacity just to have desire presence. And then working with hydration, helping these cells take in water and joy and releasing the impurities that just don't need to be here. And then D for defrag. Much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up the possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And it's linking to the feet. And if the feet could talk, they're asking the question of, can this be my reality? It could actually be my reality to rest in the heart's energy of joy, of desire, of harmony, of respect, of connection, of healthy relationship, of acceptance. Could that actually be my reality? And we're helping the feet to essentially stand in the awareness that this too gets to be a possibility, even though it may have seemed like it was impossible before. We're supporting the body mind and being able to receive, to take in that possibility. And that's sinking into the 12th house, house of the liver, house of letting go, house of endings, house of releasing toxicity. And there's like the habit of expecting toxic connections, toxic experiences, toxic relationships, toxic people, toxic, whether that's people. And then it's also showing up in the physiology of the body, which tends to be prone then to receiving and drinking in toxicity. And as we look at that pattern, we're also then going to simultaneously release toxins from a few different places, from the heart, from the left ear, from the right hip. There's one more spot, I'm just locating it. It's not as distinct anatomical, but it's essentially on the upper back, at the very top of the upper back, right on the edge of the upper trap muscle, might be an anatomical descriptor for it. But it's a couple inches out, maybe 3 inches out from the midline on the left-hand side on the upper back. And it's creating like the energy of like having a chip on our shoulder, which has been, it's been the way to protect against all the toxicity. Like if I just harden myself, then I won't notice it and it won't drag me down. Okay, so to work with the toxicity itself, running body chemistry, which supports our immune system in releasing toxicity. And then for the habit pattern around the expectation of toxicity, we need to run a cellular repair on that. And it's stored in relationship to the belief system. This is what I deserve. I deserve toxicity. And that's anchored into the kidneys in particular, which then in turn are not filtering out toxicity physiologically or any other way. Okay. Or they're not as keen to do it because they're expecting that this is like the normal status quo. And with this, at the same time, we need to run a cellular repair on vaccines, just a general thing, nothing specific. The dog just dropped my phone onto the floor. That's what that noise was. forgive me. Forgive Shadow. And as we work with vaccines in general, cleaning out in particular the toxicities of the preservatives that are used to extend shelf life. and any other agents in there that for some reason aren't sitting well within the body mind and are setting the stage again for expectation of toxicity. Okay. This makes more sense. It's going back to the very first vaccine you ever got and the system getting familiar with being overloaded with things that it actually couldn't process as well as it thought it could. And there with that, it created a sense of like learned helplessness or defeatedness. Okay, so at the same time as all of this, we're going to release that old energy around defeatedness and learned helplessness from within the immune system response itself, along with the liver and the kidneys, in particular the liver yin and the kidney yin energy. And at the same time, we're running a really interesting permissions. And the words here are stop biting my head off. Pardon me, don't bite my head off. Don't bite my head off. And it's connected into all things left side of head, including ear, going down to the left neck and left top of shoulder. It's almost like a cringe response. John, Dr. John Valentine, founder of Body Talk, used to make a running joke. Not really a joke. But he used to be lighthearted a little with this topic that's somewhat heavy in nature. And he would talk about how, if he wanted to test if a child had been abused at home, you just went like, and you raised your hand really quickly. That was not very quick. But if you went, and they kind of flinched like that, then there was an expectation within their system to expect being abused, to being physically punished, to being hit. So we're actually going to similarly release that from this part of the body, and also with that, release shock. Releasing shock in particular from the time of birth, and any time in particular around you feeling like you worked really, really hard to make your way through and weren't welcomed in a way that you thought was loving, in a way that landed as, wow, these people really want me here to love me, and I can learn through love how to be a part of humanity, to be a part of this world, to be a whole individual within myself. And sinking right back to the feet. And it's almost as if that shock energy has like pulled the whole body up out of the feet, and there isn't as much grounded energy as could be here. So with the release of that shock, we notice that the body lands and be really present here on its this foundation of the earth itself. And then we're running the permissions, interesting. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have all the answers. As it happens, taking any pressure off of the entire body mind and supporting it in arriving in loving presence within its own self. Related to that, running the permissions of, it's not your fault if you can't fix it. And I see that as primarily speaking to you any times in which you as a child thought that your parents expected you to fix very adult-like issues and challenges, which were incredibly overwhelming, which were beyond the scope of possibility. And along with that, any meaning that you made up about yourself being unsuccessful, being inadequate, being not capable, being a failure, etc., that was related or tied into that. It's interestingly enough orienting to money through the sense of self-value and releasing low self-esteem. And as we do that, also showing up in the form of money around abundance, prosperity, and again, that sense of value inherently within yourself, and releasing again low self-esteem through lymphatic drainage this time. We're doing it for the armpits, which work with all things lung and heart and how they relate to one another. So think of that as releasing it through the lungs, releasing it through the heart, and releasing it through relationship energy, in particular the relationship in this case between the lungs and the heart. And also releasing the expectation again for relationships to seem like a place where you're going to get attacked or abused or punished. And the fear of not being able to make your way through that. So better to run away, better to escape, better to avoid that, better to flee. And definitely better to not take action, better to shut down. Or shut that all down by, again, meeting means of avoidance or escapism or fleeing. And for this, and any particular layers of disassociation that go with it, we're running the permissions of, I can be here. I can be here. Without justification, I can be here. And with that, a little layer of willpower begins to soften, not having to fight so hard to assert yourself. That in turn is linking into that 12th house. Again, that house of surrender, release, letting go, making space, and also the house of individuation, which for ease we can think of as just landing in the truest sense of self available in any particular moment. That goes beyond your coding, beyond your beliefs, beyond your ideas, beyond your ways that you were taught to relate and be in this world. Okay, loves. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right. Okay. As we tap that part out, we're heading into cellular repair. This is through the family line, and it's through mom's side. We're going back 7 generations on an emotional frequency, looking at anxiety. And in particular, the beliefs that go with that around, I shouldn't be wherever I am, I shouldn't be there. Wherever I am, that's the wrong place to be. Why are you never in the right place at the right time? Why are you never in the right place, period? And related to that, my actions, my behaviors are also wrong. As we work with this cellular repair, we're also going to run switching, which helps to cope or deal with stress. And that cellular repair in particular is related to the switching reflex points. Give me 27 points. And it says, if all that anxiety programming is hooked into these particular points, and as we run cellular repair, releasing any layers that are available to be released and be digested by the system. As that happens, connected to that, all that wrongness, is also hooked in there, the identity of you are the wrong one. Like you're the black sheep in the family. You're the one where it's easy to point to and point fingers at to take the blame for anything going wrong within the family. We'll run another seed tree on this. Same steps as I outlined before, and both seed trees are going to be running for the next 5 days. So through to the end of the weekend. We're also going to run lymphatic drainage, lymphatic circulation. Actually, it's through all four diaphragms. The regular breathing one, the one in the crown, the one in the base of the throat, the one at the base of the pelvis. And that in turn is linking into the 10th house. House of recognition and outward self-expression. House of, in this case, reclaiming your recognition of the truth of who you really are underneath all those layers of wrongness, underneath all those beliefs and identity around wrongness, and around being one who's willing to accept the blame, in particular as a form of people pleasing. And inherent within that a whole lot of grief around being pigeonholed or seemingly pigeonholed in this way. And any related self-imposed limitations because of that. Okay, so as we work with that, running switching reflex. One more time. At the same time, running what's referred to as Bebo's reflex, which helps to relax the eyes and helps to activate the optic nerve at the back of the eyeball to clearly connect to being present with the moment as it is, and in essence, taking the system out of any stress responses as it does so. As you're working with both of those at the same time, I see almost like the entire upper body, like, woo, lean back. And almost like if you were laying down, it can drop into the earth with a greater ease. There's not so much holding up. Even when we lay down, we have a tendency to hold ourselves up. So it's releasing that tension. As it does so, creating the essence, the quality, the concept in a way of surrender gets to clearly ripple through the entire spine and the ligament that runs on top of it, the anterior longitudinal ligament. For whatever reason, that's all connected into the throat chakra, as it releases the fear of rejection of its expression. From the front and from the back, releasing grief energy around all the times where it felt like its expression was shut down, shamed, or even shunned. And as that comes off of the back of the throat chakra region, it supportively allows for the body mind to land even more deeply into its sense of its own presence. And that in turn is linking into again house 12. In particular, working with the liver meridian and in particular the portion that runs between the chest and the crown of the head. And here we're releasing bitterness. Bitterness in particular around being held down or held back or being restrained from the expression of your, dare I say, magnificence. The expression of your fullness. The expression of your absolute stunning essence of you. I see that in essence as helping to release the pattern of thinking that you have to dim the light of you, or to dim your sparkle, to dim your shine, to dim your effervescence, to dim your lightness. Okay, and then we're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. Giving that a couple of slow, deep breaths, letting that part really have some spaciousness to digest as it lands. And then we're working with the permissions. And the words are simply this: thank you. I am all I need. Thank you. I am all I need. And I see that it's helping the body mind to get out of looking for what it needs out there and helping it to find it in here. And paradoxically, that doesn't take away from the fact that you still get to have boundaries with out there. And that you still get to have relationships with out there in relativity. But more so points to the connection between you and the bigger you, the creator, the spirit, the mystery, the God, the universe, the one song that connects us all. Pick your wording for it today. That which is eternal. That's linking into the organ of the liver, in particular the spaces between the cells. And we're actually simply expanding the spaciousness between the cells, which in turn allows the cells themselves to rest, being held by the energy of their own framework. And the cells of the liver don't have to work so hard to like muscle and hold themselves and be Almost like it's like they're carrying the energy of arrogance. You know, when you have to like pop up and like project that you're larger and bigger than you really are. It's taking out that puffiness of arrogance. And as it releases, with it goes the belief of I know better than you, and I'm here to fix you, guide you, tell you what needs to happen, protect you. I'm here to solve your problems, in essence. And as that softens, the space between actually also softens. Without the fixing energy, there gets to be more space to actually just be in healthy connection with another, which in turn requires less need to protect yourself from another. And then we're releasing the grief around those old experiences, around how it is you cause pain and hurt in your own experiences and your relationships with others by means of trying to fix, protect, correct, or govern or manage them in some particular way. And it may have all even happened underneath the guise of, I'm here to help you. Or I know what can help there. And in turn, at times, dismissing other people's desire simply to express and get off their chests what's happening for them. And releasing that subtle form of dismissal. That says, oh, don't complain about that. We can fix that. And then you don't have to tell me that. And then I don't have to hear that. And then nobody has to suffer, me or you, again. We're going to release that off of all five senses, as well as off of the kidney organ and meridian. Kidney organs, there's two of them. And then, as we work with that kidney meridian, in particular, working with a pathway that goes through to the center, roughly, of the foot and the bottom of the sole of the foot, and goes up the inner, then foot, ankle, leg, all the way up to the knee. And just before it hits the knee, a few inches prior, there's a particular point along it that connects the kidney, the spleen, and the liver. All three meridians share this one point. And there's like, imagine like three rivers running into one particular point, confluence of energy. And the waters are a little choppy, they're a little turbulent, they're a little rough. So to support that chi flow, releasing adhesions, and also running the permissions here. And the words are simple. You don't have to run away. You don't have to run away. You don't have to run away. You don't have to run away in turbulent times. You can stand here as you are. You don't have to run away in turbulent times. You can stand here as you are. And then releasing anxiety through that entire portion of that kidney meridian from roughly foot to knee. Then we're tapping here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. Okay, then we're heading into house four, house of the spleen, subconscious mind, house of all the ways that you have figured out how to protect yourself from the world out there and how to interact with it in good ways. There's a fair amount of confusion within that in particular, somehow out there is different from in here. And at a certain stage in your development, that was true in its perception. That's all that the mind was capable of registering. And now that you're grown as an adult, there's a capacity to register things in different ways. That out there is actually in here, and in here is actually out there. And as the saying goes, do unto others as you would do unto yourself. To extend on to that, because those others are actually also an extension of you, despite the disguise that they seem to be wearing. Despite the disguise that you might seem to be wearing. And as we support the system in landing in that, and releasing that inherent confusion, which keeps us stuck in perpetual cycles of victim, of blame. And it creates these cycles of tremendous disempowerment. We're restoring the consciousness of what healthy power looks like for the spleen, for its meridian, as well as for what it governs, in particular the lymphatic system and any low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing that it is working with. As we empower the lymphatic system, we're also empowering it in helping to be of service, not necessarily in focusing you or orienting you to low self-esteem, but in the service of releasing that low self-esteem that shows up when it's present. That shows up through the stories we make up, through the meaning that we carry around our relationship between us and others, and how we think those interactions might mean something about us when they don't go very well. In essence, releasing, oh, this is a big one, the idea, the belief that people are toxic, is that's also a projection of your own toxicity. Which is too much to hold in here, so it's a lot easier to see out there. And that doesn't mean you tolerate behaviors that aren't working well. It doesn't mean give up boundaries. It means look at the graciousness, look with grace, through the eyes of grace itself, to note that this may also be something that's a projection that's happening out there. So you can clearly see it. So you can clearly release it from wherever it's being held in here. And if it's easier to blame out there, project out there, that just means that it's not quite ready yet. There's other layers of holdings before it can be seen as something tied into your earlier, typically earlier days, earlier life, potentially even in that perinatal realm between conception to birth. To support this, we're going to run a cellular repair on the spleen from any wear and tear around those misperceptions or misunderstandings, I'm going to label it as, or the lack of clarity. And in essence, that whole cycle keeps us spinning our wheels, keeps us thinking that we need to figure out how to solve life's problems by looking out there when it's inevitably going to keep us in those loops of struggle, of limitation. Of agitation. We're linked that all into the upper chest, including that thymus gland. And think of this as reprogramming the thymus gland and all that it works with in our immune system, all that it's been navigating around rejection versus acceptance, including all the ways that you project it out there in favor of. That's too painful for me to see, to take in, to digest, to know about myself. So I'm going to put it out there rather than take it in here. I'm going to tap this all out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. And again, giving this a little bit of breath. Beautiful, there it goes. And then we're going to head to the sphenoid bone, master bone, connection with every other skull bones. All the other skull bones. And here, as we work with that sphenoid, in particular, working with circulation of all the healing resources, and in particular, bringing in awareness through the right half of it. And I see that it's taking the pressure off of the left ear to have to listen to figure anything out with such tension or force. I'm running a body chemistry on the left ear around intolerances, any verbal intolerances, any things that it's hearing that it's just been like, can't, don't want to take that in. And as we do that, running lymphatic drainage. Through the pelvic diaphragm. And as that runs, releasing tension off of the back body, in particular the bladder meridian on either side of the spine. And as that releases, goes with it goes the belief of I don't want to, and you can't make me. Comes off of the heels of the feet where the bladder meridian begins to actually more so on the outside edge of it runs. And as the feet sort out, that will respond, so you can't make me. And the back of the skull relaxes into, if you're laying down, the earth below, consciousness of acceptance. Okay, we're tapping this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. Okay, loves. Giving that all a few rounds of breath as we give it again a little bit of space, a little time to download here. And to integrate this all, we're taking the heart energy field that's 60 to 100 times bigger than any other energy field, and imagining it as like a cocoon that surrounds the entire body mind, in particular encompassing the lungs and holding all of their energy around how they respond, circulate energy, begin anew, and relate to drive to move forward, that relate to enthusiasm, to greet life challenges, to learn, to grow, and the desire to get up and go again after that hundredth millionth time that it seems that you've fallen down, the capacity to rise once again, once more, the capacity to step into the courageousness of what that means to do it again. Linking that through to the gallbladder meridian on the side body that goes deep into the head brain to support that all, and the capacity to move within it, to move forward from it. And in that, the heart energy field shining almost like a movie theater screen projector, or a movie projector, pardon me, onto a screen in a theater. That lets those heart's desires almost broadcast what it is you're looking for. And in response, any other experiences and relationships with the seeming other people out there get to be a way of giving you answers. And that might be feedback that you like to hear, or it might be feedback that's hard to hear and that you get to learn from and within. What if it was all simply information? And we're tapping that part out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive. And as I say that, I actually see the entire front body being willing to move forward without having to run, without having to hide, simply taking up space in a natural, healthy way to move forward without those preconceived limitations that it had carried around as a form of unnecessary protection and defense. Kayla, I invite you to bring in your resource once again if that feels right for you. I've got a song here by Beautiful Chorus. It's from the album Mantras and Love. And the song is I Am Surrounded by Love. I invite you to breathe and to receive.
I am surrounded by love.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for being here exactly as you are. All my love to you on this day and every other. Mwah. Have yourselves a beautiful rest of your day and week ahead. Oh, and a reminder that my annual sale ends in about 6 days, so feel free to check out any online workshops or session packages that you might feel called to. Vibrant25 at checkout. Okay, loves. You're most welcome. Have yourselves a beautiful day, week ahead, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now. Right back at you. Thank you for being here, too. Happy Valentine's Day again. Yeah. Mwah. Hey.